Drive Time today is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Looking for the best legal advice in the Valley? Contact Cooper Cargill Chant, named Best Law Firm, and Ken Cargill, recognized as Best Attorney, as a part of the recent Best in Mount Washington Valley poll. For more information, go to CooperCargillChant.com. Christian Mower here, and I'm joined by the wonderful Donna Dolan to talk about Tin Mountain, all the great stuff that they have going on as summer ends and as fall begins. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Christian.
All right. So summer is sadly coming to an end, but you guys are still chock full of activities. What do you have going on?
We have the whole month of August. So that's really a great transition month. Camps are winding down, as you said, and then we're going into our fall program. So there'll be a whole new nature program. So keep our website posted at tinmountain.org for our fall program. But for now, I'm going to let you know what's happening in August, because there's some things that you may not want to miss. And this is both for the people in the community and visitors alike. Tonight, on Wednesday, August 1st at 7 p.m., we have an author series, and we're doing this in conjunction with the White Birch Books. And the author, Ben Goldfarb, will be presenting and talking about his new book, Eager, which is about eager beavers. So it's going to, he has a lot of knowledge, but he's going to talk about the history, how when we were colonized, we almost wiped them out and the importance of them. And that should be a good program to come to this evening. Also, we have interns at Tin Mountain, and they do a lot of science research, and we have some great ones this year. And they are doing forestry ecology, avian ecology, as well as brook trout habitat rehabilitation. They're very young, very enthusiastic, and they're continuing research that started 5 years ago. So if you come to a EcoForum Thursday, August 16th from 12 to 1, you get to meet them all. You'll also have, thanks to Flatbread Company of North Conway, delicious pizza, so you can go there for your lunch break and get to meet them and learn about all the research that we have. What's really neat about one of the areas is the migratory birds that come to the area, which is pretty cool. And then, if you like going in the water, and it's going to be hot in August, and this is real popular, so I do recommend signing in advance. This is the Umbagog canoe trip. And if you guaranteed to see, and that's not an easy statement, but everyone that I've known who has gone, including myself, has either seen a bald eagle, a moose, or some wildlife that's really outstanding. But the experience itself, with all the naturalists telling you what's happening with fauna and plant, it's definitely a good take. And that's Saturday, August 11th. And so I do want to mention, we do have an event. We just got the Century was last weekend. It was a great success. We had a lot of volunteers, a lot of positive feedback. And I want to thank everybody out there who did help volunteer with that, and all the sponsors, including this radio station. And we have another event coming up, and that's the Mount Washington Auto Road Bicycle Hill Climb. We have over 100 volunteers, and we'd love to see anyone else who's interested to come and join our team. It's really great fun. So all you would have to do is call us at 447-6991, and anyone will be glad to help you out with that as well.
Now, what kind of volunteer opportunities are, like, people to hand out water or be at certain stations?
Yes, we have registration for areas to help out. We also have on top of the mountain giving the riders blankets, definitely water, cheering them on. And then we have a wonderful meal thanks to Hart's Turkey Farm. And we need people who are servers and helping with the table setups and breakdowns. We have 425 riders right now signed up, and they usually bring their spouses and families. So we're talking about around 600-700 people under a big tent. So there's plenty of opportunities. And if you call, we have a great volunteer coordinator, Kat Thorney. She'll be happy to help you and put you in a spot. We also have parking in the morning, and the vehicles go up, so we need traffic direction as well. And we have coordination with riders who are looking for other drivers. So there's plenty of volunteer opportunities, and you will definitely feel good when you're done that you did a good deed.
Right on. Oh, what else do you guys have coming up?
Well, new this year, and this goes all the way in August and September as well, Tin Mountain Naturalists have joined the Fish Nerds. I don't know if you know.
Oh, of course.
You do know Chloe Graves. They try tasting every fish in every body of water in the state of New Hampshire. And he got a really nice pontoon boat and decided it'd be nice to join with us and have naturalists go in and talk about Silver Lake. So we do have boat cruises. Those are really popular. We added some new dates: August 2nd, August 16th, the 23rd and the 30th, September 8th and 29th. There is a fee to that, $25 a person, but still real reasonable, and $15 for a child. You get discount if you're a Tim Mountain member, and it's definitely one that's very popular, and reservations are recommended for that. So if you want to know more about it, again, go to our website, tinmountain.org. I'll tell you all about it, and do give us a call at 447-6991 to make reservations. It's really an awesome program. I do want to give thanks to our nature program sponsors, L.L. Bean and the Bank of New Hampshire, because our programs there are usually a donation of $3 per person, $5 a family. And that's the best deal in town. It's pretty awesome. And we couldn't do that without our sponsors. So I just wanted to make sure I thank them for that.
Now, what fun fall programs do you guys have planned?
Well, that's going to be a surprise.
Oh,
even
surprise.
By me, yes. Our executive director, her daughter just had a baby. So Ooh. Congratulations, Lori and Larissa. And so that's on hold until she comes back. But they are working on them. There's going to be some really good ones. Mm. Per usual, I'm sure there's going to be canoe trips, fall foliage canoe trips. There's going to be hikes and a lot of opportunities for families. Also, we have nature trails at Tin Mountain. We extended our acreage on the property. If you haven't been to the Nature Learning Center, the building itself is beautiful. It's solar photovoltaic. Our nature trails are easy, so everyone can go out. It's even something nice for people who work in the valley like yourself, and you just want a little quiet time, or you might have family come up and you're looking for that little gem of a place that's quiet. And those trails are open year-round. So right now, a lot of people are taking them. There's a lot of wildlife that you can see. And in the wintertime with tracking, you'll see that we have bobcat. And this time of year, we have black bear, moose evidence, deer. It's pretty neat. And the snowshoe here as well.
Now, earlier before we went on air, you actually were showing me a beautiful quilt. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'll be glad to. The executive director's aunt decided to do something to support Tin Mountain, and she took all the campers' t-shirts that we had over the years, most of them, and she quilted them together into this lovely quilt. And so it's a raffle, and anybody who's interested in supporting Tin Mountain, it's $5 a ticket or $10 for three. Very reasonable, and any child would love to have that. And maybe an adult like myself would love that on their bed.
Yeah, it's almost like a collector's item.
Yes. And again, if you go to the website, you'll see what it looks like, tinmountain.org. I can't say enough about directing that. Also, the Nature Learning Center I mentioned, if anyone has an event like a wedding or a special occasion, we do have rental space there for both private and nonprofit purposes. There's a lot of opportunities. We also have umbrella programs from Tin Mountain, the Bird Society, as well as an energy, Tin Mountain Energy Group right now. It's called the Tin Mountain Energy Team officially. And so there's all different ways to get involved and be part of the community and part of supporting and appreciation of the environment. Tin Mountain is out to inspire.
Well, you guys certainly do that.
Thank you
once again for coming in, speaking with Donna Dolan about the Tin Mountain and all the wonderful services you guys provide. For those who want more information, where can they go?
They can go to tinmountain.org.
All right, nice and simple. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Drive Time today is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Looking for the best legal advice in the Valley? Contact Cooper Cargill Chant, named Best Law Firm, and Ken Cargill, recognized as Best Attorney, as a part of the recent Best in Mount Washington Valley poll. For more information, go to CooperCargillChant.com.